Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
Chris.
Today's picture is a movie poster from a movie that has been featured in one of our other shows, Talking Pictures Trivia. If you enjoy Get the Point, please check out Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you're more of a visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you will be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Aye, aye.
Let's do it.
Sirrah.
I'm going for it again.
Oh, I have a guess. I know what it is.
I have a guess too.
I don't know what it is, but I'm gonna act cocky.
I'm gonna let the two cocky guys try to.
I'll tell you, I'm pretty cocky.
Me and Nick, we're the cocky guys.
This picture looks a lot lighter than any of the other ones we've talked about so far.
That's what I'm gonna say. Forrest.
Wait, Tom. Let's give the audience like a color.
It's a lot of white around it, around the rim of the picture, so to speak, with a bit of green and a kind of odd yellow dot. A little bit of purple in the center, but what we're seeing here is a dynamic of light to dark from the rim or the borders of the picture to the center of the picture. That's the sky.
I'd say green is pretty prominent though. Shades of green.
Yeah, shades of green, but I think it gets darker as we get to the center with that one sort of lime colored exception in the middle.
It's got a very seafoam look to it at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
I have a guess from one of my earlier episodes of this podcast. I think it has a very good chance of one-shotting this. So
I'm going to take a guess as well. So let's see it. What do you got?
Yeah, let's start with let's go Chris, Tom, Nick.
All right. My guess is based on the really, really bright yellowish green thing that's right in the center. So I'm seeing a poster that has a white border and one really bright green thing in the center. So I'm thinking of like Stanley Kubrick. I'm thinking of The Shining.
Really? Not Shrek? I don't think this poster is Shrek.
Didn't we see that one?
We definitely saw that movie.
Yes, yes. Shrek has always been my first choice, but not this time. This time I'm going seriously with The Shining.
The Shining. Tom, what's your guess?
I'm going to go with Forrest Gump because I know Forrest Gump is the whitest poster I think of all the movies we've done.
And Nick?
I think I got a shot here. So I made this reference in an earlier episode and I realized the error in my ways on that poster. But if I remember, Castaway on the Moon had a lot of green because he was on the island. So I think it's Castaway on the Moon.
Great guesses, but we're moving on to our second reveal.
And my light green dot's gone.
Yeah, but there's a lot more green on the mid to bottom right. I mean, there's a fair amount. I'm not counting that pastels on the bottom, which I'm sure is probably text. I think that's probably text.
Stuff definitely still has that white border.
Yes.
Definitely has definitive lighter area, darker area, being on the top. And then
it's green.
Very, very light green, pastel green on the bottom.
Yeah. So this color green is light enough that it probably wouldn't fade into black. Do you guys think that?
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I would agree, especially that like bottom right part.
Mm-hmm.
There's some darker greens up on the top that I think could fade into black, but not the bottom.
Any guesses on our second reveal?
This one's definitely Shrek.
And Weave.
Don't do it.
That was a great Shrek episode
really
we had, wasn't it?
Think.
Oh, man.
Synergy.
Yeah. A lot of laughs, a lot of insight. A lot
I
of
actually
layers.
Have a question. I don't know if this is
Nick
fair.
Wept like a baby. I've never seen that before. I have a guess, too. But go for it, Nick. What's your question?
I think I need to phone a host to remember the name of a movie.
Okay.
What was the one we saw? It was a Japanese film. It was very slow. We had debates on if it was Limbo or not Limbo.
Yeah, That was
Afterlife.
Afterlife. So I'm going to guess Afterlife because there was greenery. I don't even know what that poster looked like. So Afterlife is my guess.
I'm going to go with Chinatown because the color dynamics look similar to the poster, even though the white really doesn't match it. But I have a feeling the white is going to be less prominent in the final reveal.
Wasn't there a drought? That's on that show with the green. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, it's just there's a sort of the color dynamics the same, right? Where the lights and the darks are. And I'm suspicious of being too particular with the colors.
Guys, good guesses, but we're moving on to our third reveal. And here's the third reveal clue.
Let's hear it.
There are five-ish people in this movie poster.
I'm gonna guess. I think I know what it is.
I'm also going to guess.
There's definitely a white border. The white border is more prominent on the bottom. It's thicker. There's definitely a green, I'm gonna say almost a meadow at this point. And it looks like there might be a tree on the right hand side. Like a tree, because you can see kind of browns creeping up the right hand side, and there's like a canopy of green.
Oh, I thought that was a person on the right-hand side.
I do think there's a person on the right-hand side, but I'm talking about like all the way against the white border. Like there's almost like a strip of brown that kind of goes up. Since you said five people,
I have a guess.
Nick, do you have a guess?
I do have a guess.
Is it the same as Tom's guess?
I'll tell you after he tells me what the right answer
is. So I'm going to say Ghostbusters because KJ said kind of five. And I think Slimer is...
Is he a person?
Is he not?
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's an AI problem.
Mine
that
is
our poster has come upon.
For sure. I don't remember the actual poster, but I'm going to guess... One we did fairly recently, Chris was on it, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
And we're moving on to reveal four.
Wait, Chris, didn't Chris have to say something?
No. Oh, did you want to guess, Chris?
I mean, I honestly was thinking one of The Lord of the Rings. So I'm only because you said five people. It wasn't the picture that was giving me Lord of the Rings vibes. It was just the fact that you said five people. So
and you said five-ish, which is why I
thought they were hobbits. Because you said ish.
That tree on the right could be an Ent. You never know.
Oh, I got the wrong movie then.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, got it. Okay, so there's a lot of green. There is a title pretty much clearly in the middle bottom portion there with a white border, a person walking on the right, people behind him. And what I know to be a house behind that, although you can't really see it here. Does everyone know?
Or did they know before
I started talking?
Yeah, it's a pretty.
Chris, did you know?
I see what you're seeing, but I do not recognize this poster. I'm going to kick myself when I finally see it.
Okay.
I'm going to guess Inception.
Okay. It's Parasite.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
Okay.
Is correct.
Yes. Oh, ish. The ish is because
the ish
there
is the legs. I'm a bad film buff. This is still one I have not yet seen.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Tom loved it. I mean, it's the best movie he's ever seen,
it's
right?
The greatest movie that's ever been made.
I feel like that's right along the lines with you've definitely done Shrek as an episode before, yes, too, right?
Well, I can tell you we actually have done
greatest,
Parasite.
Yeah. It is the greatest accomplishment in cinema.
Chris, it's worth a watch.
Yeah,
Tom tells you.
It's on my list for sure, but that's a very interesting poster.
I put it on the show specifically because I hadn't seen it yet and it gave me an excuse to finally watch it. I watched it late.
Actually, there's six people in it.
Oh, really? Did I miss one?
There's a child in the back.
Yes, there's a child.
Oh, yeah. In the reflection.
That's creepy. Yeah, the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Six-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. Put an asterisk on this episode. Though. I would have gotten it if it was six.
Yeah.
Well, congrats to Nick and Tom for being able to identify this movie poster. Were you able to get it before our co-hosts? Let us know on Twitter @TalkingStudios or in the comments below here on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios.